Palau is increasing efforts to protect its environment by declaring a ban on foreign commercial fishing to create the world's largest marine sanctuary. President Tommy Remengesau of Palau issued the statement in a briefing to the press on Tuesday at UN headquarters in New York. The Pacific Island nation has decided to close its exclusive economic zone, an area of more than 600,000 square kilometers, to enforce its newly proposed ban. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. Palau's plan to make its waters a protected area is not new. In 2009, Palau led the world's first movement to create a shark sanctuary and prevent shark finning, the removal of shark fins and the discarding of the remainder of the living shark in the ocean. Before that, it imposed restrictive laws against bottom trawling, an industrial fishing method that destroys deep water life forms. In 2003, the island nation gained international recognition for crafting the Micronesia Challenge, an effort to protect the lands and waters of the sub-region. Palau's president, Tommy Remengesau, says all these decisions were based on necessity.
You may ask, why? Why are you doing this? And again, it makes every sense for our sustainability as a people, as an island nation, and as a community. We're not just closing our waters and throwing away the key. We're closing our waters because we will do our part of making sure that there's a healthy stocks of fish in Palau that then can migrate to other places and that there are other options to grow the economy. These are important ways to make a living and at the same time preserve a pristine environment that we have been blessed to have.
Many of Palau president's critics believe the nation would lose out on the revenue generated from the fishing industry. President Remengesau would rather focus on developing the nation's tourism sector while conserving its oceans, a key component of Palau's economy. The Sustainable Oceans Alliance, a global initiative to raise greater awareness of the need for healthy oceans and seas, has agreed to support the president of Palau in his endeavors. Stuart Beck, Palau's president for Oceans and Seas and the permanent mission of Palau to the United Nations, are co-founders of the alliance.
Aaron Corman of the Palau mission and others in the Palau office as well as the Pacific have drafted a sustainable development goal in Oceans and Seas, which we would like to share with you at the appropriate time. It principally has three legs. One, healthy oceans. Let's clean up the plastic gyre. Let's stop dumping garbage. Two, restoration of our fish stocks. You know, we can actually achieve that in our lifetime if we're smart about it. And the third is to bring some equity to the current resources being taken from these waters by others.
Despite the world's dependence on oceans and seas, it's not doing enough to conserve, to protect, and to sustainably manage these resources, according to Jan Eliasson, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations. Human activity and climate change are part of the problem, Eliasson notes. Overexploitation, illegal and destructive fishing practices, and marine pollution, to name a few, are other scourges that need to be confronted head on.
I'm struck when I meet my friends from that category of membership that they have an acute sense of the dangers of climate change and the level of sea rise becoming an existential threat for them. I hope you accept that I make the metaphor. They are a bit like the canaries in the coal mine, the canaries that warn us that now the oxygen is out. They are the first ones to leave. So we should listen to those states.
The Deputy Secretary General paid tribute to the small islands for alerting the world to the necessity to address the ocean-related challenges and protect marine biodiversity. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.